T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You just call me brother when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on.
One of my favorite songs ever, and some sad news today, is the guy who is singing that song, Bill Withers, passed away today at the age of 81. His family said it was from complications of heart disease. Bill Withers was a factory worker, and he sort of did music on the side until 1971, when Ain't No Sunshine sort of took him out of the factory. Lean On Me, that song, came out in 1972. He co-wrote Just the Two of Us in 1980. One of the great voices of all time, and Bill Withers unfortunately passed away today at the age of 81. And it's one of the rare times when we hear about one of these deaths where we expect that coronavirus was involved, and in this case, according to his family, it was not.
I don't know whether to say that's good or not.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you see there was a story in Italy where a, I don't know if it was a husband or a boyfriend, but he killed his wife because he thought that she infected him with coronavirus.
Oh, good Lord.
And they tested him and her dead body, and neither one of them had it.
Maybe he just used it as an excuse to do something he kind of wanted to do anyway.
I think you're probably right. He was just a monster anyway, yeah, and he was using that as an excuse, but still, like, that was a headline today.
You can add to your list of postponements for seasons. The WNBA announced today that they will postpone the start of the upcoming season and training camps and all that stuff.
Will I get any money back for my tickets?
You probably will get it all. You'll get it all back.
Okay, good.
Every dime you invested in WNBA tickets, you're getting back.
You know, my memory's not so good, so just remind me when this would have started, just if I'm not aware.
It was coming up.
Well, the draft is April 17th. I believe the season was supposed to start May 15th.
Are they drafting? Because Adam
They
Schefter.
Are holding the draft.
Oh, Adam Schefter is not happy with that.
Oh, no, he's mad. He's mad. Well, so is Dale. Dale doesn't like the draft happening.
And by the way, I'm going to even go further out on a limb. I'm going to tell you it won't happen April 24th and 25th.
Really?
The NFL draft won't happen?
You got inside info?
Where is this coming from? Scoops?
No, I think the pressure from within his own sport is building to such a degree. And I know they put out this whole thing yesterday, this whole release about, getting IT involved, league-wide IT. And all you need to have is one glitch in the IT chain in the middle of a draft. And you know, the general manager of the Patriots can't select the guy that he wanted to take at 23 because their internet went down, and it would just be a disaster.
But I'd be so mad if they didn't do this draft.
Yeah, I still think they're going to.
Yeah, I do too.
And I actually think that issue, I mean, it's sort of always been an issue because the guys making the picks are in their facilities. There's just, you know, Jimmy D, the video director, sitting down there, and he sits on the phone, he writes down it.
Right, like all those war rooms are all over the country.
Right, yeah. So they always had issues where if communications went down with internet and phone, that they wouldn't necessarily be able to get into contact.
There was that year the Vikings didn't get their pick in time, right? They got lapped for like two picks.
It was also great. I loved that.
There was that year
but
that
they were sitting in the room at that time and screwed up.
No, but they're going to be sitting in the room now. It's very similar.
Yeah. But stuff happens, technology, you know.
Yeah.
But there at and least it's also, is, you have about 20 different forms of technology, right?
Yeah, yes, you do.
It's not just all beholden to your, you know, internet broadband. You have your cell phone. Worst case, you call, you text. I think they would figure it out.
It's also one of those things, too, where you have 3 days to do it. So it's not like there's seven rounds in a day or it's like some marathon thing. So you have your first round on Thursday or 3 weeks from now on a Thursday. A couple teams don't even have a pick that round. You know, a couple have multiple picks, obviously. But no, I'm really looking forward to it. We need something.
Dale, your concern, you know, for those of us that may have alternative ideas for the NFL draft, if it were done hours earlier,
oh my God,
would alleviate that concern for the television show, wouldn't it, Dale?
A moron. They can do the TV show. The TV show will be fine.
Well, not if the internet goes down and nobody picks. Now we're just in a holding pattern.
Okay.
If you know the picks in advance.
If the internet goes down any year, you're not going to have picks.
That's my point.
Okay, exactly.
So it's a great idea.
The only thing you're not going to have is Roger Goodell hugging the players and then the awkward player interview with, like, whoever the sideline person is, which are not necessary.
They'll probably still do awkward interviews over FaceTime
and
Zoom. They won't be in the same place.
You're right. And it's going to be more similar than I ever thought.
And even more awkward.
The
delay will be great.
You know, we're talking about Gronk maybe not handling things perfectly for the WWE. You will have certain guys, Jonathan Taylor, one of the more impressive prospects I've ever seen at the Combine. He will handle it properly. He will probably say something about coronavirus and what's going on in the real world. Then you'll have other guys that'll try to do that, but that's not really their game. It won't come off well.
That's true. But at least it's something.
The point I was making when, you know, everything went off the rails when we were discussing this earlier is that it's not even me so much as people within the league suggest that to hold this draft April 24th and 25th, when America will still theoretically be in some form of lockdown, seems tone deaf. That's their term, not mine.
You don't think it's tone deaf?
No, I do think it is. But I was echoing what general managers and coaches are saying, which is, really?
But
we gotta do this now?
Do you believe them, Dale, or do you think using that as an excuse and they feel like, oh, I can't do what I normally do. I'm not prepared. I didn't have my pro day. Because that's what I think they're doing. I think they're creatures of habit who are whining that they didn't get all their pro day and individual workouts and interviews
Excuses why they had a bad draft.
Where I would go the other way. I would now feel very comfortable drafting this year because I have a built-in excuse of, well, that was that weird year. I didn't even get to do pro days. I didn't get to have the guys
come. I didn't explain the last five. Oh, yeah, that just kind of happened anyway. I am really looking forward to it.
As I said a day or so ago, when you've lost Adam Schefter, Mr. Commissioner, you've lost the world.
Oh, who cares?
See, I don't believe you lost him. Yeah. I think he is paying back all the GMs that gave him information over the years who told him, we're not allowed to bitch about it anymore because the commissioner said we'll get in trouble if we bitch about it.
I need you
to carry our water.
That's actually logical.
He is carrying their water.
Because he really, I mean, and this sounds like an insult, but he doesn't have a lot of original thoughts, and you don't want him to.
Nope.
Like, he's an info guy.
He's a reporter.
He is so tied in, so even his, quote, opinions are all heavily sourced by the top guys.
So I think all those GMs, the six of the seven that voted and said we don't want to have the draft, are now telling him, listen, we need you to create public pressure to have this moved. We don't want this. We can't do this.
And they also aren't allowed to, thanks to the memo. They can't talk about it.
Correct, but he can.
Yeah.
He can't be fined.
Top voice piece.
I bet you got a call from the commissioner, though.
He probably did.
So the commissioner hasn't yet figured out how the draft is going to work. He said there are going to be two different ways it'll work. One is that they'll be at the facilities, but you've got to go in and deep clean everything. And health and safety guidelines and a limit on the number of personnel that can be at the facility and all of that stuff. Or they can conduct them remotely from the personal residences of their staff. Again, a limit on the number of personnel that could be present at any one residence. In other words, you can't have, 13 scouts all at Nick Caserio's house, that sort of thing.
So I would be more open to postponing it if we actually had some concrete answers and it was, hey, things are good to go May 20th. Like, okay, I guess we're doing it May 20th, but we have no idea.
Right.
Like, if you just postpone it, it's sort of like these movies that are postponing it, and you're like, all right, you might want to postpone it again. Like, you might not be back as normal at that point. And so we're still all kind of hoping that the NFL season starts right around when it's supposed to start.
So are you not hopeful? We have two dates or time frames that have become hopeful. Dr. Fauci said that April may be enough, that they're hopeful that the month of April, which obviously Governor Baker used to then be the jumping off point for May 4th. We're shooting as a target date.
Yes.
Maybe the schools go back
open.
MIAA sat down with their board. They put together a plan for a shortened spring sports season. They're going to have tournaments. They're going to squeeze everything in.
Right.
Are you not hopeful that that is realistic?
I think it's hopeful.
Yeah. I'll use the word they were using when the president said he wanted to, unlock everything by Easter. It's aspirational.
Because I just feel like, obviously it's a little bit different because it's worldwide, but if the Olympics are scrapped and if the like Wimbledon is scrapped and some of these other tournaments
supposedly
that
the British Open,
like these are like June, July, August events that are getting scrapped. I know Toronto came out, and this was actually very misleading, but Toronto said no public gatherings until after June 30th.
Right.
And so a lot of people said, oh man, there go the Raptors and Maple Leafs games. Right. And then they were like, No, not including sporting events, which are the biggest events I think you would hold there.
And concerts, so, we're going to let a couple rallies.
So that one didn't make any sense at all. But I think, you know, you look around and there are more. I just don't know that May would be like the best time to hold the draft. So then now it's June, and then it's like, all right, are you going to go draft and then immediately on to the practice field?
Right.
Or how are you going to do
which
that?
Which has like, been my argument all the time is you're setting back this rookie class. You're setting back your product.
Right.
And I also would say, let's just say perfect world. May 4th happens. May the 4th be with you, right?
Oh, what
Star Wars
nice,
Day.
That would be
well
great.
Done.
Yeah, well, I did it on the website for the Fast Five this morning if you want to go read that
it.
Now.
Yeah, I saw
you guys
it.
Are hurtful.
I read it. I was kidding.
But let's just say
the official theme song of Fast Five.
I have theme song now? Nice.
You say that every week.
Nice.
John plays
this
it
literally
every week.
The third or fourth week in a row.
More.
This
more than that.
I literally have no recollection of that.
Do you
but
hit
let's
the head a lot as a player?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
I had some issues, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Went to the wrong bench a couple times.
That
happens. Of that nature. Let's circle that May 4th date.
Okay.
So let's say that Dale's right, the draft gets postponed. May 4th, things really open up. We're kind of taking... Do we... Then say, okay, May 11th is the draft, or do you give all these teams time to squeeze in pro days and visits to the, like, where would you pick up?
Yeah, see, I would just do it.
So you didn't gain anything.
I wouldn't. I would just do it when it's scheduled and be like, everybody's on an even playing field.
That's how
I
look
at it. You had the combine, you had all these college seasons, and we had free agency start when free agency started.
Right.
So we're going to keep the NFL calendar as close to on schedule as possible.
And you're on a level playing field. I love when Bill always says, you ask him anything, you know, what are your thoughts on the new rule on kickoffs? And he says, well, doesn't really matter what my thoughts are. We're on the same boat. We play by the rules.
What you certainly
all 32
are here.
Teams are in the same boat. Yeah. Whatever you've researched, whatever information you have access to, that's what you have to work off of. And we can all go watch Alabama play Georgia.
Right.
And guess what? Pick some guys from those teams and you have probably at least a flip of a coin chance that they're going to be good.
Mm-hmm. My counter argument to that and the reason that I say I wouldn't do it April 24th and 25th is while May may be aspirational and we're hoping it's going to be better and we think it might be different, we know April 24th and 25th, the country is still basically in lockdown. We know that. We know that, you know, citizens from coast to coast are being asked to stay in their homes, you know, not get out of their houses, things like that. In May, maybe it is different. You're right. Maybe it isn't. In which case, you know, it's not really going to matter whether you've drafted the guy on April 24th or June 24th, because chances are training camp's not going to start on time anyway.
Well, there's a long time between May and July 27th.
Right.
And the longer you push it back, the more adversely it affects your product. And let's remember, the NFL is a business. It is a product. So at whatever point you open up, you want to have the ability to sort of hit the ground running and have full team rosters that know what they're doing, because you don't want to put half-assed product out there.
No. And I think the thing that maybe, Dale, you and I disagree on the most is that during this time where people are losing their jobs, people are taking pay cuts, people are staying home, that the idea of watching the NFL draft is for some reason going to be more of a negative impact on them, being like, oh, look at these guys are doing well in a time like this, where I look at it completely different and say, this is great. This is more normalcy. Hopefully these guys do play the season in the fall and they're going to be a part of it. And it takes your mind off of how scary the world is right now, because for a few hours and three straight nights, you kind of lose yourself into your favorite football team, which is what all 32 teams are able, like all the fan bases from across the country are able to sort of be distracted for a few nights.
As we sit here today, and I told you there were two ways that the draft, two draft scenarios that the NFL is considering. As we sit here today, they don't know yet, because they're waiting for Dr. Sills and the CDC to guide them on, you know, impact of any shelter in place or similar executive orders and all. So as we sit here now, we're going to have a draft, but we can't tell you how it's going to take place yet because there's too much stuff going on.
Right, but really all that has to happen is they're two or three or four or whatever they're going to have. Most important decision makers have a laptop, an iPad, their cell phone, And it's also the tools of the trade.
Well, wait a minute. We're talking about a guy here who said he couldn't reset the clock on his dashboard. Remember?
Well, that's why
we're counting on technology being his friend.
I think he'll be okay. I think I don't know if you know this. He exaggerates these things, Dale.
I was kidding. It's all right.
But I also think it's good
following along.
It's good to have the date in place because you're like all these guys that are doing their work. All right, it needs to be done by then, rather than it's sort of this floating date, and you'll get you there.
Like my kids. Procrastinating on the assignments
the paper
they're
due?
Getting over Zoom.
Papers
right.
due.
So
whenever.
Dale, let me ask you a question because I agree with Rich on this. I think it's an entertainment form, a distraction, an outlet for a lot of people in a time when they need it. That I don't believe puts anybody in jeopardy or does anything as long as you do it smartly via technology. So do you think like Garth Brooks and all these singers that are doing concerts shouldn't keep doing that from their
home?
Like, is that disrespectful?
They're literally doing it in their house.
Right.
And this draft will sort of be
done out of houses.
Elton did the thing the other night, and he had Alicia Keys on, and they're all literally singing in their living rooms.
Right.
So what's the difference?
Let's say, worst case scenario, the NFL wants to do that and says, listen, we don't even want you gathering as an 8-person group.
Right.
So they all get on one Zoom call. Bill Belichick's at his, well, he would have his sons with him, so he's got three right there because they're family. They're exempt from these rules. Let's just say they do that. They all do an internal Zoom call, and then they do an NFL Zoom call. Like, the technology is there for it to get it, you know, to get it done, and it provides the same sort of outlet because not everybody is in love with Garth Brooks or Elton John or Alicia Keys or country music or pop music or whatever. This would be their opportunity on three nights in a row to sit down for 2 or 3 hours, watch something, and say, you know what? It was really good to not think about masks and gloves and coronavirus and economy and all of those things.
This is a game changer.
617-779-7937. We'll get to the calls with you and let you respond as well here. Coming up at 12:12, your opportunity to win a Tom Brady autographed Patriots jersey. When you hear the special sounder,
let's go!
We'll give you the code word to send into the website, and perhaps you'll be the winner. 12:30, we will draft, each of the three of us will draft our Tom Brady skill position players, and then we'll give you the opportunity to vote on who has the best set of skill position players at the end of that draft. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe, time to trend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dale and Keefe is on from 10 to 2.
That's why you get up in the morning.
Give me the ball and get out of the way.
On WEEI.
+1 7 7 7 9 7 9 3 7 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. As we get back to the calls, this quick story out of New York, and you wonder, we said, you know, maybe some people need to do less. Like the governor of Georgia needs to do less.
He needs to do more.
We do not need to hear from him. So there's a doctor who lives in northern New Hampshire. His name is Dr. Richard Levitan. And he heard that, you know, the governor of New York had asked for healthcare volunteers, please come to New York City, help us. We need help, you know. And so Dr. Levitan said, I'm going to volunteer. He says, I'm going to go to work for 10 days at Bellevue in Manhattan. So he comes to New York, and he moves into his older brother's apartment on the Upper West Side, and the co-op board wanted him out. They said, oh, no. He doesn't live in this building. He's got to go. So you have this doctor who volunteers to come down from New Hampshire to help the doctors and the healthcare system in Manhattan. And the co-op board from his brother's apartment on the Upper West Side says, not here. He can't stay here.
Yeah, everybody is not on the same page when it comes to this stuff, right? Because you want the volunteers should be welcome, but then you can kind of understand some of these places, whether it's like an apartment complex or what, be like, well, where you're bringing people in from out of state now?
And just think of the billboards we have in our state.
Oh,
all those
yeah.
digital billboards say, if you travel into Massachusetts,
quarantine
for 14 days. Well, you have a doctor from New Hampshire. Now, I understand he's a doctor, but
right.
that doesn't mean he's immune to the coronavirus and can't spread it.
I didn't know what the story was, so I thought Dale said he was going to get it from somebody
right.
and give it to somebody. Like, you don't know.
So he's going to New York. Well, yeah. he crossed state borders. Should he quarantine for 2 weeks?
Except
should
that's
he go
what
to a place?
The governor of New York asked.
No, I know.
He said,
but that's
he's begging healthcare professionals from everywhere and anywhere, please come help us. We're running out of people. We're running because they've got a lot of people who've ended up becoming ill. He said, we need the help. This doctor said, well, I'll go help.
Right. But that's where we're giving mixed messages, because there's a possibility. I know the governor of Georgia doesn't believe this, but he could be carrying it even though he's not showing any symptoms.
Correct.
So you are in a tough spot where you're kind of making decisions on the fly and
I know.
Picking and choosing exactly what you adhere to.
All right, let's get back to the calls at 617-779-7937. Dan's up in Maine. Hey, Dan.
What's up, Dan?
Daniel.
Dan. Danny. Daniel.
Hey, my name.
Hey, what's up?
There he is.
My name's Gator.
Hey, what's up, Gator?
Gator.
Hey, Gator.
Gator.
That's Dan. Sorry.
That's all right.
No, that's our fault.
Sounds similar.
Yeah.
That's all right, Sean.
Fat fingers or something.
No big deal.
So go ahead.
The blockbuster draft day trade of all trades. Very impressive and bold.
All right.
What do you got?
Lay it on us, Gator.
All right. Detroit. Here's a scenario. Detroit needs defensive back.
Okay.
And they don't know what to do with pick number 3.
Okay.
The Pats need more draft picks.
All right.
They need numbers. Okay?
Yeah. I'm following so far, Gator. Yeah.
History says that Belichick doesn't really like to move up to like a 3 or a 5 or something. But if someone's there that he really likes, he should grab that with Detroit and make a deal. It's a win-win.
All right.
I'd
so
say,
how the hell is he doing
trade,
that?
The trade is Gilmore is 23.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
For
who? No, come on. Come on.
Damn alligator bit my hand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Gator took the time out of
Gilmore
what I can only imagine is a very busy day, and you blow him up, John?
That was painful.
We were about to hear a blockbuster of a deal. Unbelievable.
So I have seen others suggest that the Patriots, not Gator, but I've seen other places
Gator.
Where people suggest that the Patriots should try to make a deal with Matt Patricia and Detroit for the number 3 pick. And by the way, what I read was to take Tua Tagovailoa, that, you know, you take a chance and he's going to be fine and let's go get him. And I actually saw somebody else suggest that it was like Joe Tooney, 23-87 or something.
That was Ben Volen.
Was it Ben?
Ben Volen said Tooney, 23-87 for the number 3, which
yeah.
I fell out of my chair and I wasn't even sitting in one. That is a... There's no way you can move up 20 spots in the draft for Joe Tooney in 87.
Bill O'Brien's like, I don't look so dumb anymore.
Is that horrible? So, what would Detroit be doing there?
Well, so, I mean, the Rams...
I guess it depends on how you view
the Rams
Tooney,
had to
right?
give up 2 first-round picks to get Jalen Ramsey. So, theoretically, giving up Stephon Gilmore should net you the 3 and another pick.
All right, I'm not talking about Gilmore. Leave Gilmore to the side. Gilmore was a Gator call. Leave that to the side. Ben Volen said, Joe Tooney... who, by the way, is playing under the franchise tag, so you either have to pay him that or give him a huge deal.
Either way, you're paying him a boatload.
You're paying him a ton. The number 23 pick and then 87 for number 3?
So Laremy Tunsil, net, again, a Bill O'Brien trade, so take it with a grain of
Doesn't
salt.
Count.
And he's an offensive lineman, netted two first-round picks.
All
so
right.
Joe Tooney doesn't net 1?
No, because a first-round pick... you have under control for 5 years at manageable money. Joe Tooney, you have to pay through the nose for.
And you have to pay Laremy Tunsil next year.
Laremy Tunsil
again,
is
that's stupidity.
No,
we can't. You
you're
can't,
also talking about.
I understand, but it's setting the market.
O'Brien, but Laremy Tunsil.
No, it doesn't. Idiocy doesn't set the market.
No, because look at DeAndre Hopkins and Stephon Diggs.
Right, it does.
Which one? Who's a better player?
Well, Bill O'Brien's head. He got David Johnson, which balances it out.
They're called outliers.
Bill O'Brien's an idiot. But Laremy Tunsil is also a Pro Bowl left tackle. Tooney's a guard. He's good. but he's a guard.
Who you have to pay like a Pro Bowl left tackle because the franchise number is an average of all the offensive linemen.
When we were talking about all these quarterbacks that got traded or teams traded up to get these quarterbacks, right, to get Robert Griffin III or actually Ricky Williams as a running back, but the teams like that moving up just a handful of picks cost them multiple first-rounders.
Right.
So how on earth can you go from 23 to 3 without giving up any other first-rounders? And I know in this scenario, Tooney technically is one, but
no,
he's not.
You can't.
But even then, it would be like another one. It would be like Tooney and next year's one.
Even Gilmore.
There's no chance this would get you number 3.
Tooney, 23, and a third could get you to number 3.
You're out of your mind.
Not unless Bill O'Brien holds number 3. And
I mean, it's Matt Patricia.
Yeah, fair.
We all know Matt Patricia's dumb.
Matt Patricia is not as dumb as Billy O.
I hate the idea, by the way, that what you're counting on is somebody else going to be stupid.
Right.
I mean, make a deal because you want to make it, not because you assume he'll be
really
dumb.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying it's plausible.
No. Because on the if you just even want to fall back on sort of the old ideas of there's point values on draft picks, then Tooney right now is like a mid-round pick. He's the compensatory pick. So that's what the Patriots would get for him. That's what I have to get up to acquire him. So he would be like a third-round pick, not a first-round pick. And then you go to Gilmore. So Gilmore would leave a dead cap hit with the Patriots of $15.3 million.
Well, join the club.
And
a lot of dead cap.
The Lions are paying him a salary of $11 million. So they don't get, like, if they take the Ohio State kid,
Okuda
at 3 overall, he's under their control. You're acquiring Gilmore on a big deal immediately. His salary is $11 million.
So the king of compensatory picks franchises a guard, probably because he expects to get more than what he would have gotten as a compensatory pick for him, correct?
So he, yes.
So then so that means suddenly, Tooney's value is at least
so he's suddenly
a
going from the
pick.
100th pick in the draft to a first round pick.
Yeah, but you don't
that makes no sense. But,
I'm not saying the 100th round. I'm just saying it's better
than
a compensatory
would be.
Pick.
Compensatory so picks come second. After the third round, so it's right around 100. It's actually 97, but Brady's getting 97, so he's at best the 98th pick in the draft. You suddenly have him valued at a top 32 pick.
But how can a second and a third round pick move you up 20 spots?
A second, a third, and your first. So
no. But
that's
what my point is you're moving up 20 spots, and you're flipping with them.
Right.
But basically,
there's no chance.
You're flipping a first round pick 20 spots. If the Patriots had the 6th pick, I would say maybe this gets it done because Detroit's going down 3 spots. They're not going to go down 20 spots for us. And by the way, all the quarterbacks would be gone. At least like all the good ones would be gone. So
Jordan Love.
I think he'll be gone. I think he'll be gone.
Mock drafts say different.
I know. I saw Chris Shime's mock draft on WEEI.com had Jordan Love going to the Pats.
Sure did.
And I also don't
I would love that.
The Patriots for asking, but if Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn make that trade, then...
Although, Matt Patricia, you know, wants Joe Tooney just because he played for the Pats.
He also wants Stephon Gilmore.
Darius
Slay walk.
Yeah, that one makes sense.
All right, so setting aside whether or not you could do this, and I'm with Rich, I don't think you could do this, but let's play Shime's game. Oh, they're really stupid. They'll do it. Do you do it for Tua Tagovailoa?
I don't like Tua.
I would not.
As much as a lot of people do. Some people thought without the injury, these are, and by people, I mean like college football analysts, NFL draft analysts, some of them view him better than Burrow, which I think is insane.
It's laughable.
I don't like Tua. I didn't really like him when he was healthy. Now you combine the injury. He's a tiny dude too, like he's sneaky tiny. Kyler Murray, people like obsessed over his size, and I don't think just because you're small you're no good. I'm just saying he's coming off of a hip injury,
right?
And he's small. He's not even as strong as a guy like Kyler Murray, so I don't know how many more hits he's going to be able to take. And I don't know. I think that Alabama offense. He's playing with two receivers that are going to be first round picks. He's playing with every year the best offensive line. Like I
have no interest. What I would try to bank on is what you said. That somebody, and Shime has been on this train, and now I see NFL.com has 3 out of 5 analysts who think that Joe Burrow should not go number 1 overall. If Joe Burrow is on the clock at number 3,
I'm doing it.
I'm very interested in trading up because I just pulled off the Andrew Luck thing. I'm taking a franchise quarterback right now.
Or what about this? What if the Bengals say, we will trade the number 1 pick, they're talking to the Patriots, but you need to get up to number 3. So then you do this move. Right, in order to get number 3, and then now number 3 with some other stuff gets you up to number 1. Would you do that?
That sounds like a lot of assets to give up to get to number 1.
But it's Joe Burrow.
And we're in fantasy land because we're trading Joe Tooney and pretending he's a first round pick.
All of a sudden, we're going from 23 to 3. Teams move up three spots, let alone 20.
Right.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. An opportunity to win a Tom Brady signed Patriots jersey next hour. We'll draft Tom Brady's best skill position players at the bottom of the next hour, and we'll give you a chance to vote on which group of skill position players is the best. Dale and Keefe with Hart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, WEEI presents Cooking Tips with Dale Arnold.
It's a bad plan to boil a dead cat that you haven't gutted yet.
Dale and Keefe on EEI.
It's been a lot of fun to listen to all the Brady Week guests all week long. Not just our program, but all of the different programs. Yesterday, OMF had probably the perfect Brady Week player guest. And that's the guy who preceded Tom Brady as quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drew Bledsoe. And I was fascinated. I listened to it yesterday afternoon. I was fascinated to hear some of his answers. Thought we'd go through a couple of them here, fellas. Cause,
sure.
In a couple of places. It's a question I think we've asked every guest this week. Scott Pioli, Ty Law, Kevin Falk on our show. And I think everybody's asked the same question, which is, when did you know Tom Brady was going to be Tom Brady?
Some people have taken this and used it as something derogatory toward Tom, which it never was. But when he was first in, I was like, man, this guy's going to be around for a long time. You know, he's such a good locker room guy. He's so hardworking. He's really smart. He was very curious. But I just thought he was going to be around for a long time, just kind of as a backup. And then, the real credit to Tom and what he ultimately did, it was through a lot of hard work, a lot of study, a lot of training, you know, a lot of those things that he really turned himself into such a great player. But it was not, he was not one of those guys that was just, you know, touched with a lightning bolt with talent. He really had to work at it and that goes to the leadership that he showed for the franchise. There was no excuse for anybody, to not work at 100% because the guy that was the leader was doing that.
And I'll say this, when, you know, the sixth round pick out of Michigan arrives at training camp, why would you think that he's going to be anything more than a career backup? Why wouldn't you think that?
Especially when you have the number one overall pick from 8 years earlier.
Right.
You
just signed a $100 million contract.
Right. And been in the Pro Bowl, you know, multiple
Super
times
Bowl.
Already. Well, yeah, right.
I mean, Drew Bledsoe was by far the best quarterback in Patriots history.
Yes.
Right up until somewhere around 2002.
Because think about it, you know, since Brady, or even if you want to go before Brady, doesn't really matter. Just think of quarterbacks who are taken in the sixth or seventh round. Even about, and how you viewed them, like when Danny Etling got drafted by the Pats, or when Zach Robinson, or trying to think who else, Cliff Kingsbury. Did you think like you're not
Matt
even
Castle?
Like you're not even yeah, that's true. John's a big fan, but you're not even thinking, are they going to play? You're thinking, do they even make the roster?
Right. Yeah.
And so back in 2000, I think it was probably a similar sense, and you looked at the guys in front of them. You know, remember there was always the clamoring for Michael Bishop to play because
yes.
he was such an electric college football player and like the opposite of Drew Bledsoe
right.
in style.
Brady roll ball through a car wash and not get it wet.
So you got those guys, Bledsoe, Bishop, and then you got Brady as the fourth stringer. But you could tell the difference too was in 2001 when he was named the backup. And so he leapfrogged. So now they only keep him three that year, and he jumps ahead of Damon Heward, who had had starts under his belt in the
and
past.
And they signed to be the backup. So he beat out a guy that
right. They went
was
out
intended
as a free
for a specific
correct.
Role that you invested in.
So that was sort of a sign right there, you know, that, you know what, maybe there's a lot more to this sixth-round pick.
Of course, because of the success that Tom Brady had, Bill Belichick felt he was then free to trade Drew Bledsoe away, traded him to the Buffalo Bills, traded him within the division, for crying out
yep.
loud.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, Bledsoe was pissed off about it. And the guys asked him, when did he stop being mad at Bill Belichick for that?
Oh, certainly after I was done playing, you know, and I came back, like I said, for a wine deal. And then when I came out for my Patriots Hall of Fame induction. I got to talk with him a little bit. You know, honestly, it was funny. We had a good laugh about mom when they interviewed her. I didn't know that quote was going to be in there. I was like, Mom, you can't be on TV talking about how you wanted to murder somebody with a car. I mean, you guys know this. It's a different. They're moms, right?
Yep.
They're moms, and that that mama lion comes out if you get after the cubs. I think I was able to put all of it behind me faster than the rest of the family was, which, you know, anybody that has family or has kids or brothers or, you know, they understand that. But when I came back for that Hall of Fame induction and got that ovation, I got at halftime and then showed all that appreciation. I think that was good closure for our family to be embraced like that.
Yeah, and he's had a great relationship, not only with Belichick and the Patriots,
right,
but a better relationship with Boston and Massachusetts since then as well.
And the quote he's referencing, because it was my wife's favorite quote watching that documentary, the E60, mm-hmm, that was done a little while ago, was after they made the announcement that Tom was the quarterback, Drew's the backup, no more reps, we're not splitting anything, that's the way it's going to be for the foreseeable future. His mother said, if he were crossing the road and I were in a fast car, I wouldn't slow down, or something to that effect. Yeah. And the father actually said... He jokingly, apparently, Mac Bledsoe said to Drew, you want to get some baseball bats and go down to the stadium and fix this? So both parents were
pissed.
Very emotional, and I can appreciate that because I could understand it.
No, I love it. But at the same time, as each year passes, it's clearer and clearer that Belichick made the right decision.
Sure.
And as tough as that is for Bledsoe and his family to sort of deal with, you know, he still played 5 more years in the league. And, you know, obviously not a ton of success. I think he made the Pro Bowl his first year in Buffalo, but
yes,
team success wasn't there. And if you're going to lose your job, losing it to the greatest of all time,
right,
maybe is the easiest way. It's not like he
softens
lost some,
the blow a bit.
Yeah, it's not like some slap came in here and beat him out and then they had like a mediocre career the rest of the way.
Or even an aging guy, like the whole Cozar Testaverde thing.
No, wasn't that.
You lost your job to the GOAT.
Right.
The greatest of all time.
And they won 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. So, like, okay.
Now, Drew says, you know, who knows? Maybe they would have won like 8 or 9 Super Bowls if I had stayed there.
You never know.
617-779-7937. We'll give you a chance to win an autographed Tom Brady Patriots jersey in this coming hour. We'll also draft our best skill position rosters. Each of the three of us will draft our own teams, give you the chance to vote on it. Dale and Keefe with Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.